Hello, Glass Tire readers. This is Christina Reese. I'm going to do something a little different this week. Rather than writing my column, I'm going to give you a list of my favorite art songs, songs about art and artists, for your late summer listening pleasure. You know, I had to cull this list down from about more than 80 tracks, actually, so it was a bit painful. But if I've left something off that is near and dear to you, I can almost guarantee you I had to consider it at least. And but I wanted to put together a mix that is varied and listenable and interesting, and where there will be some familiar favorites as well as maybe some things that you've never heard before and that you'd enjoy. So we will jump in. I will say a couple of things. One is that in the list of 80 plus, the figures that made repeat appearances, as you might not be too surprised, are Van Gogh, Picasso, Warhol, Basquiat, and the Mona Lisa. So they're not overrepresented in the list of 22 songs that I've picked out for you, but they're in there. So let's just go with this. We're going to start off. We need to get these out of the way, but honor them for what they are, which to me are the two sort of alpha art songs of our time. The first one is, of course, Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers, Pablo Picasso. It's a song from 1976. I've never gotten tired of listening to this song. It's incredibly funny and probably somewhat true. It's Pablo Picasso never got called an asshole, not in New York. I mean, this repeat refrain is, it just never gets old. And then the next alpha song, the one that I don't think has really quite been beat, is David Bowie's song Andy Warhol off of Hunky Dory from 1971. It was just a good summation of the sort of feel of Andy Warhol and what people, I guess, thought or understood about him around that time. Still sort of a mystery, still fascinating. And Bowie was interested but didn't know him well, so this was kind of his weird tribute to him. It's also funny, and it's great to listen to. And then we're going to kind of do some U-turns here. King Krule, otherwise known as Zoo Kid, his actual name is Archie Marshall. He recorded a song called Getting Out Ribs in, I think it was 2011. He was 16 years old. I'm going to link to the video. If you haven't seen it, just watch it. It's very bleak. It's very strange. It's wonderful. And it's so sophisticated and odd, and as King Krule is. But you know what? If you have a 16-year-old and he's making music like this, just watch out, because you're in for a long ride. It's named after a Jean-Michel Basquiat drawing, Getting Out Ribs, the song. Next, we'll go with, I'm going to have to go with Rufus Wainwright. By the way, these are not in any particular order, except for the top two. Rufus Wainwright did a song called Art Teacher in 2004. I'm sure some of you are familiar with it. It's really one of his most beautiful melodies. It's a very wistful, sort of sad, sweet song, and it reminds me of almost like a segment out of a Todd Haynes movie or something. It's really nice. And then we're going to kind of jump over to something earlier. The Rosillos, Scottish punk rock new wave band, song from 1979. It's very funny. It's called My Baby Does Good Sculptures. It's this is just kind of a good-natured romp. Great to listen to in the car. It's got a kind of raw fun to it that I have to recommend. And then with that, we'll go to The Jam, Art School. This is another classic, almost I'd say as classic as the first two that I mentioned. Art School from 1977. You know, Paul Weller obviously always sounds great. This was such a, this was kind of The Jam's prime. Mentioning art schools around London. Let's go to next is King Crimson. I hope this is an unusual choice that you guys weren't necessarily expecting. It's called The Night Watch, which is after a Rembrandt painting. It's from 1974. Robert Fripp sounds great on this track. This is pre-Adrian Belew, but it's got the complexity that you would expect from a King Crimson song. It's kind of has this relaxed, sort of unfolding thing happening, and then it drives in with sort of more urgency and wistfulness, and I appreciate that. It's a song that rewards multiple listens. Next is They Might Be Giants. This is such a great track. You guys know it. Meet James Enzor. It's from 1994. This is actually an informative song. I mean, leave it to They Might Be Giants. It's funny, it's sad, it's got all of their absurdity in it, but you learn something. I wish that we had all had They Might Be Giants songs for, you know, our art history classes, learning all these facts and figures. And I would say leaving them the next one that would be most, I'm trying to get some good segues going. Oh, the Talking Heads, artists only. Let's move into a segment where I'm talking about songs from the artist's point of view. Of course, these RISD people, Talking Heads, from 1978. This is David Byrne. He's singing from the point of view of a frustrated artist. He's pretty dead on. And it's funny. Pretty soon now, I will be bitter. These are spare lyrics, but he just hits the nail on the head, of course. So this is just a really great 1978 Talking Heads in their prime sort of song. Next would be the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. It's a song called Art Star from 2001. This was a downtown New York band. Great band. They were certainly rubbing shoulders in the art scene. This is a very funny and very true song, and it's exactly what New York needed in 2001 when it came out. This was kind of the beginning of the explosion of the art world as we know it now. Turn your volume knob down when you first load up this song if you're not familiar with it, and then once you'll get the hang of it, and then you'll love it. Going on from there, Santa Gold, one of the songs that put her on the map, I believe it's from 2008, it's called Elias Artis, Lower East Side Artists. And it's a little bit more serious, I would say. It's sort of told from the point of view of an artist who's been sort of dropped into the Lower East Side scene, and the artist is sort of grappling with a conflict about sort of how much integrity she's going to have to give up in order to survive there. And then, keeping with the New York theme, not surprisingly, but let's do a year jump, is Paul Simon, Renee and Georgette Magritte with their dog After the War. I had to put this in. It's from 1983. This song has been running in my head. It's been one of those heavy rotation songs in my brain since 1983. And I haven't listened to the song for years, and I listened to it yesterday, and it did the same thing it always used to do to me. It got me choked up, and I'm not a crier, but it's a very sweet, wistful song. It's Paul Simon at his best, lyrically, and I'm sure a lot of you know it, but listen to it again, and you'll just, I don't know, get ready. Next is Regina Spektor. This is a little newer on my list. It came out in 2012. It's called All the Rowboats. And it's about a person, Regina Spektor, walking through a museum and sort of projecting feelings onto the art objects in the museum, sort of empathizing with them as they live out their lives in the museum. It's sweet and it's a bit sad and it's very pretty. And going from that, another really pretty song, it's a bit twee, but it's incredibly charming, is by the Weepies. It's called Painting by Chagall from 2006. This is a duo out of Cambridge, Massachusetts, but they later moved to California. It's a really lovely melody. Just stick with it, and it will win you over. I almost guarantee it. if you have a musical bone in your body. Then I would be remiss if I wasn't talking about Terry Allen. This is Texas, you guys, so Truckload of Art. It's a funny song. It's off of a double album from 1979 called Lubbock on Everything. It's a song about a big old 18-wheeler loaded up with precious art, and it jumps over on the freeway and catches fire, and it's sort of a, it's sort of told from the point of view of a redneck who is not grieving the loss of these artworks. It's funny. It's very much of its time. Sticking with Texas, I will go into a song by And You Will Know Us by the Trail of Dead. It's a very short song. It's about a minute long. It's called The Spiral Jetty, which is really why I chose it. But it's good. I mean, you know, for Trail of Dead, this is one of their, this is not too difficult a song, and it's worth a listen. It's so short, you might as well give it a shot. That's an Austin band, by the way. That's why I mentioned Texas. Next is a band called Art Brut, and the song is called Modern Art. It's from 2004. It's one of the songs that probably sort of put them on the map. This is an indie rock band out of, well, England and Berlin, but it's fronted by one of the more interesting frontmen in rock and roll right now. His name is Eddie Argos. It's great. It's just a great stomping kind of punk song. And while you're at it, if you want to and you don't know Art Brut, just go ahead and watch the video for Formed a Band, because that really is the song that put them on the map, and it's worth it. And then you'll just delve further into Art Brut, as you should. Next is, I just had to put this on. This is a sentimental favorite for me. It's Television. It's Venus, named after the Venus de Milo. It's off of, they pronounce it Venus de Milo. It's off of Marquee Moon, of course, their 1977 album. One of the best albums, if not the best album, out of the New York downtown scene in that era. Listen to the song. If you don't know Television, listen to the rest of the album. It will change your life for the better. I guarantee it. Next is Mission of Burma. It's a song called Max Ernst. This is a really good, muscular, kind of powerhouse punk band out of Boston. This is a cool song. This band does not fuck around. This is one of their early tracks, 1981. And I'm wrapping up here. Belle and Sebastian, you know, that band, they have a lot of songs about art. I chose one that's maybe not as obvious. It's called It Could Have Been a Brilliant Career. It's from 1998. It's from their most well-known album, The Boy with the Arab Strap, but it's kind of about struggling artists. It's very sad to me, and I give out a shout-out to Titus O'Brien. He put it on a mixtape that I got off of him years ago, and I never got tired of listening to that song, and it always made me very sad, but it's quite kind of true. And then Joe the Lion. I know I already have David Bowie on this list, but it would be ridiculous for me not to include this. This song is about Chris Burden. It's on, or reportedly it is, it's on his 77 album Heroes, which of course, you know, the Berlin trilogy, Low, Heroes, and Lodger are all, you know, Bowie at just the height of his talent and songwriting, and Joe the Lion's a great, great song. And whether or not the whole song is about Chris Burden, certainly the lyrics mention various Chris Burden performance art shenanigans. So from 77, this was pretty fresh. Listen to the rest of the album. And then here's the last one. It's my bonus. This is Martin Creed. So Martin Creed, the actual real conceptual and visual artist, has been playing music all along since he started. He's always had some band or another. He's always been writing songs. He's always been performing songs. But I didn't know how accessible any of this was. Martin Creed is one of my favorite artists, by the way. But there's a video. It's called Thinking Not Thinking. It's from 2011. I'm going to link to it. It's a great video. It's a great little song. I always think of his songs as being little songs. So, you know, I wouldn't say it's a song about art or about an artist, but it is certainly by one of our better artists, and worth a watch. Dog lovers will love it. That includes me. And enjoy your August. I can't tell you how many songs I left off. If you want to argue with me about what should have been on the list, feel free. But, I mean, I left off Sondheim and Lou Reed and Bob Dylan and Joni Mitchell and Nat King Cole. I left off Emmy Lou Harris and Tupac and the Pogues and Ian Dury and Robin Hitchcock and KRS-One. I left off Jay-Z. Did I mention King Missile? I mean, it was, you know, Mussorgsky, of course, Pictures at an Exhibition. I just couldn't get everything on here. I might add an extra list to the bottom of the text and just put in an extra 20 of my top picks if you'd like. But that is it. Have a terrific August, and I will be back the week after next.